Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yule, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skill.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. Welcome back to episode 8 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Again, I'm your host, Miguel. And I just want to reach back to the last episode. I always kind of like to reach back from the closing of the episode to the new. And over there we were talking about the 360-degree view about things. To have that type of view, like the Matrix. So that's important to have. And we discussed value, which is a big deal, of course, we all know. A movie, again, random. I just drop random things occasionally, but the movie Fight Club is like really deep. I remember, I guess my son must have been about 12 or 14, and I'm like, hey son, check this movie out. And I wasn't sure, I thought it was going to be a good movie, just the way it started. So we sat, and at the end of the movie we looked at each other, and like I think rewound it or whatever we had on, I think I rented it. And played it from the start, watched it a second time, and then looked at each other and was like, wow. Well, it's a really, really deep movie, and you could watch it over and over again. It's pretty profound. A lot of hidden stuff in that Fight Club. It's pretty good, man. I talked about Canal Street and buying, you know, the fake watches. I didn't buy them, man. You know what I mean? Like, but I heard of people buying these watches. It's happened. I wouldn't buy anything like that. You know, in this section, you know, I want to talk about the Book of Five Rings a little bit, but before I even get with that, I just want to discuss, and you know, the name of the podcast is, you know, the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast, so it contains the word Buddhism, so I have to pay respect to that too. And I just want to drop the comment that Buddhism is basically, to a very large degree, looking inward. All right, so in the Book of Five Rings, and that's another thing. See, I enjoy, like, the duality. I enjoy the both sides of it, you know, the whole martial arts and the whole samurai thing and the peaceful, you know. And I watch MMA, you know. So I think it should be toned down slightly. It should be, you know, shouldn't be as brutal as it is, but, I mean, I'll watch a good bout. You know, I used to watch a lot of sports, but not as much. Anyway, I dig it. Book of Five Rings, man. You know, because the thing is, you know, Taoism, I'm very deeply into Taoism. The thing with Taoism, it's very hard to translate and discuss and talk about and say to someone, hey, you know, have a conversation about Taoism. Like, you know, what are we going to discuss? You know, like the uncarved block. There's two things that blow my mind. The uncarved block. And the void, right? It's like, it's that which isn't, you know? It's like, so it's so profound, man. Like, there's no, there's nothing to talk about. There's really not a fucking thing to talk about. Because itself, it is what it is, man. And probably what it is today, tomorrow, you're going to see it slightly differently. But it's the same, you know. Yeah. So Taoism is tough, man. At least with Buddhism, you know, get in there and, like, convey thoughts and feelings and stuff like that. That was on, you know, I'll hit you with, it's chapter 11, and it's like this. 30 spokes connect at one hub. What is not there makes the wheel useful. Clay is formed into a vase. What is not there makes the vase useful. Windows and doors are cut from a room. What is not there makes the room useful. Learn to make use of what is by using that which isn't. Like, that's pretty deep, man. I mean, you know, the way you get usefulness out of something is by what isn't there, which is windows and doors, which is just a void. Again, you know, it's infinite, you know, gives infinite use to everything. But it's kind of profound and deep, but it's hard. That's one specific way you can, you know, I was able to kind of bring it up. But in Taoism, it's a very tough, man, and it's extremely profound, man. You could just sit with Taoism, you know. Buddhism is equally deep, but it's in a different way. At least you can bring it up and discuss different, like I said, different aspects of Buddhism and teachings and such, and Dharma and karma and such. Yep. So those are all important points. Yeah, but the as far as the Book of Five Rings goes, there was a couple of aspects of it that kind of got to me, and he points out that the four ways that a man passes through life: as a gentleman, as a farmer, as an artisan, as a merchant. And then he breaks down the description of each of those, you know. But when it gets to the carpenter, they go kind of deep. And they get into the construction of houses, choice of wood is made. Straight, unknotted timber is good, of good appearance, is used for the revealed pillars. Straight timber with small defects is used for minor inner pillars. Timber of the finest appearance, even if a little weak, is used for the thresholds, lintels, doors, and sliding doors, and so on. Good strong timber, though it be gnarled and knotted, can always be used discreetly in construction. Timber which is weak or knotted throughout should be used as scaffolding and later as firewood. I mean, it just kind of breaks down the whole metaphor of wood and life and usefulness. Of different things. And it shows that everything does have use. It's just a matter of, you know, you benefiting or learning of the use of whatever that thing before you is. You got to read and look into these things. It's really important. But the book of, like, I, to get back to the Book of Five Rings, It's in its simplicity is what I really get the most out of. It's funny. You got to be careful which translation. The one that I have right now is not that great. I'm not going to mention any names, but I had to pull up a copy off the internet. That's a really good freebie PDF copy of the Book of Five Rings. But, again, I don't want to get into too much talking about the scripture of the book or the words of the book, because, again, that's already been done, and it's better. I feel there's no better way when it comes to a book like that. Of course, you can bring up verses and topics, but to really sit down with that book and read it or listen to it. I think listening is good. I think initially you should read the book and then listen to it afterwards. Something about the mind seeing, especially even when you write things down, I mean, so it has a mechanical effect of registering that into the memory banks better. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Coming up on 10 minutes, man. I don't want to keep these podcasts too long, so I'm going to cut it right here. And again, alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Any feedback? Great. Thank you for having me. Episode 8. Thank you.